welcome to the Sandpoint City Council meeting of August 27th, 2025. The meeting will call to order at 7:01 PM. Get a roll call, please, Dave.
Mayor Smith?
Here.
Austin Root?
Here.
Amy Gunderson?
Yes. Here, sorry.
Jack Foster Jr.? Teresa Gunderson?
Here.
William Dishkin Jr.?
Here.
Amy Ubank?
He may be a minute late, wait for it. All right, we have a quorum. Okay, we'll go on to the first order of business is approval of the agenda. Primary additions or corrections to the agenda? All right, hearing none. Any conflicts of interest? All right, hearing none. We'll entertain a motion to adopt the August 27th, 2025 agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the August 27th, 2025 agenda.
Motion by Austin. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
By Janie. Roll call, please, Jade.
Teresa?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next item. Consent agenda. There's one item on the consent agenda is the minutes of the regular meeting of July 16th, 2025. Everyone had a chance to read over using for corrections. Not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the July 16th, 2025 minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
There it is. Okay, I got a little lost there. Thanks. We have a motion by Marita.
I'll second.
By Amy. Roll call, please, Jed.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, we'll go on to reports. And the first, we'll combine the first two, I guess, with around the public works, but and water and sewer supervisor Dylan Jacobson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Public works, the graded roads, replaced tires on the trash truck, stopped the trailer ready to send Cold Bay for sand, swept roads, worked with Delta backhaul on the backhaul project, stage crush, drained vehicles. I worked with Debbie on getting some mileage and pictures. I don't really have any understanding for pictures. And they filled in cracks on the upper loop roads after our big earthquake. And for water sewer, we did our reports and samples, backwash twice a week. This month, or last month, replaced the belt on the SC50 flatbed, checked for earthquake damage. Ben Wagner from the Department of Natural Resources is here to inspect our dam. His report should be available in October, from what I heard from him today. Got a couple guys here from Alaska Pump Supply to assess some of our pumps at the intake pump house. Pump 3 needs to be replaced, and pump 2 will eventually be replaced. We have a replacement for 3 already here. Going to be putting that in with them next month. Cleared a sewer blockage at the trailer court. Weed whacking, had a Zoom meeting with a company called iWork about a program for keeping track of inventory and maintenance. MTHC had someone here to look at the generator and continue with their plans. Environmental Health Labs, working with DEC, they sent us PFAS water sample kits, and we sent those in, and they were negative, so we don't need to worry about PFAS in our water. And that's what I've got.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. Any questions or comments for Dylan? Austin?
Is that our first time testing for PFAS?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
That's good to see a sign in there. Yeah, I also wanted to say thank you to Public Works for all that they do. The garbage, the dumpsters have been painted over here at the city. That looked really nice. It looks good. And just thanks to Dylan, too, for filling in or taking on the position of Public Works for this time. And all the work that entails. I think that's a lot to do and appreciate you doing it.
And I wanted to say Jeremy did a lot of legwork on getting that stand going. And for some of those battery stuff that I'm continuing to fund with postal transportation. So just wanted to say that.
Thanks, Austin. Any other comments? And thank you, Dylan. That was a lot. Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which would be the Harvard Master Report. There is no report this time. And we'll go on Department of Public Safety with Police Chief Ben Allen.
Good evening. For the month of July, we had zero arrests. We had two cases were charged or forwarded to the DA's office for prosecution. Attorney that we have is actually prosecuting. We have 59 calls to 911. Five of them were hang-ups. Eight were missed dial or pocket dials. 14 head-on call requests. The reports taken. And property damage, three mental health crises, one disorderly conduct, two harassment, one two welfare checks, one animal complaint, one theft or abortion, three agency assists, three service of civil papers, three trespass with criminal trespass warnings issued, one fire, three documents, court documents served, 62 bar checks, 33 courtesy transports, 722 building checks, 1180 total citizen contacts, one driver knowledge test. It was in the neighborhood of 1,184 miles patrolled. Officer Wood has been working on a fire boat at the paint. All of that now. At the 4th of July parade, as far as the 26th, the last I heard from the company was August 6th.
All right. Thank you, Ben. Any questions or comments for Ben? Thank you, Ben. For those online, use your mute button. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the next. I'm not sure their EMS report is in packet, but I'm not sure if Alan is online. And there he may be. We'll move on to the finance officer, Shar Hansen.
Well, and I do have Tridents for February for my brain just died for July, and we got 110,234. And for sales tax, we got 59,978.99. That's just on Trident. Don't have the other points though.
we got our audit back, doing that, and I'm preparing for 24-25 audit right now. Starting all over, but going to make sure all the records are what they're supposed to be and everything there, so that it won't be as long as last time. Now I know what to look for and what they need and what should be at the files. So I make sure they're there before we start. So that should go along a little faster.
All right, Char. Thank you. Okay, any questions or comments for Char at this time? All right, hearing none. Char? Okay, we'll move on to the next report. It's the administrator's report with Administrator Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, very well, yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. Just making sure because I didn't get on very early. Okay, so thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Council. Sorry I couldn't be there tonight. I tried to get in on Monday. Plane turned around. Yesterday was canceled, and I will hopefully be able to make it out there tomorrow. I, too, want to thank Dylan Jacobson for stepping in and helping out with Public Works. He's been doing a very good job with that, and I appreciate Jeremy jumping in and helping a lot with the sand and the backhaul. The backhaul people were very thankful for the help that they lended them on the barge, loading the barge. And also I want to thank Char Hansen for stepping in like she did. I'm pretty pleased with where she is now. She's really learned the program. She's got a lot of work done in finance. We're starting to see real true numbers, and pretty soon it'll be like any day of the week we'll be able to figure out or we'll know where we are, and I'm pretty excited about that. So she's done a lot of work and worked a long time by herself, and it's been very stressful. But here we are, and hard work pays off. So thank you, guys. Done a really good job. This has been a really fast month. It seems like we just met. There, of course, all the typical reports that I have to do are coming due this time of the year, along with the insurance. It's a lot of paperwork. It's also grant time of the year somewhat. I've been actively looking for funds to get our road assessment done so that we can start looking for construction and get on all the state lists and other lists for construction monies. Those are sometimes take a long time, and as soon as we could get that done will be great. The Mile High Computing is now handling our staff's help desk requests. We've began working on the new phone system. I look forward to making some progress with that this next couple, 2-3 weeks that I'm in Sandpoint. Hopefully we can get that resolved and get new phones. As you all know, Delta was in and took the second load out of Sandpoint. I believe we also were able to get some batteries on that barge. Let's see here. Okay, Char already mentioned the audit. I did speak with the auditor this morning, and we talked about how the audit went, planning for the FY25 audit, as Char said. We are hoping to be able to schedule that in January, depending on once I meet with our finance team to make sure that we can get all of our ducks in a row. And because we're still making up that work, Char's only worked half of that year, and now she knows what's needed. So it's we just got to make sure we don't want to go over, and we want to get it done quickly this time. And I don't know if I mentioned earlier, but our finance department has moved into a new office, and we did hire another person to take place of our last finance assistant. And that seems to be working out really well. Very knowledgeable person and doing a good job so far. We are working with Banyan and MHC to set up software on our computers for managing data files and backups. And hopefully we'll have a solid plan and more information about this at the next meeting. I haven't had a chance to do any more work with them. As you heard earlier, I reported earlier, the sand, first load of sand came over from Cold Bay. We sent the trailer over earlier in the year. I was able to find a contractor over there who had leftover bags, and we purchased those, and the DOT guys were so nice to fill all of those bags for us while they had the equipment. So we have I think we had 9 come over, so 46 minus 9 are sitting still in Cold Bay. They're happy to take care of them over the winter if we don't get them all over here. So we're pretty pleased to have at least that much of sand for the next couple of years. There was a hold on our money for FY25. Some of the members of their board asked them to hold money until we hired certain positions, and they've released that money, and they are also approving similar money for next year, hopefully a little bit more. The boat harbor, I think I mentioned in an update email to you that the borough is trying to add water to the new harbor. I just spoke with the borough administrator, and they're still working through that. They have to actually do a project plan to make sure there's enough money to do it. If it's more than about $600,000, they won't be able to do that this time. And I think that's all I have.
All right, thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie? None. I'd like to say thank you to all the workers that were involved with that garbage haul. Joe and fellas, that looks really good at the dump. Last time, but it was a lot. The small bowl that they brought. Anyway, thank you. Hey, thank you, Debbie.
Mr. Mayor, one more thing I wanted to just mention. Is a new dump operator. I think his name is John. I can't remember his name. But he has been doing an amazing job up there. I have heard from probably 3 or 4 community members, which that's a lot because they don't really stop us and say things. But there's been a lot of compliments on the job that he's doing up at the dump.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thanks, Debbie. Okay, if there's no further comments, we'll move on to the next item of business, which would be public comments on agenda items. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Okay, hearing none. Go on to the next, would be a public hearing. We'll have public hearing for two ordinances, but this time I'll open the floor. A public hearing for Ordinance 2025-02, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint submitting to the qualified voters of the City of Sandpoint ballot proposition amending Chapter 6 of the Sandpoint Municipal Code to authorize an alcohol beverage sales tax. Okay. No comments. We will close the public hearing on Ordinance 2025-02, and we will open the floor for the public hearing for Ordinance 2025-03, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint amending Chapter 13, Planning and Zoning of the Court of Ordinances for the City of Sandpoint to clarify permitted uses in the open space zone. Right. Hearing no comments, we'll close the public hearing at this time. On to the next order of business is ordinances and resolutions. And the first is ordinance 2025-02, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint, submitting to the qualified voters of the City of Sandpoint a ballot proposition amending Chapter 6 of the Sandpoint Municipal Code, authorized an alcohol beverage sales tax. We'll put it on the floor for a second reading. We have a motion to put ordinance 2025-02 for a second reading.
I'll make a motion to put ordinance 2025-02 on the floor for a second.
All right, we have a motion by Amy. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Austin. I will hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mayor. At your last council meeting, you did your first reading on ordinance 2502, and it's an ordinance to submit to the qualified voters of Sandpoint a ballot proposition amending Chapter 6 of the Sandpoint Municipal Code to authorize alcohol beverage sales tax. The proposition will be on the October 7th, 2020. City of Sandpoint election ballot if it is passed tonight. If it is voted on by the qualified voters of Sandpoint, the city will levy a 3% tax on alcohol. And do we need to read the ordinance?
We went through it quite a bit last, but
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Read it. No, that would be okay. I think. No, we all understand what it is, Debbie.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So, at this time, are there any questions or comments, Debbie? If not, question on
make a motion that we adopt ordinance 2502, the ordinance of the City of Sandpoint submitting to the qualified voters of Sandpoint a ballot proposition amending Chapter 6 of the Sandpoint Municipal Code to authorize an alcohol beverage sales tax.
All right, we have a motion by Austin. We have a second.
I'll second.
Any? No further comments? Roll call, please, Jay.
Marisa? No. Austin?
Yes.
Amy? Yes. Janie? Yes. Billy?
No.
My goodness.
Was it three?
I'm asking another. Thank goodness I didn't know about it. What was the other?
Three, two.
Okay, thank you. Whew, so motion carries. You know, I'm going to put some thought into this. Kind of. Okay. Motion carries. We'll move on to the next item of business, would be ordinance 2503. An ordinance of the City of Sandpoint amending Chapter 13, Planning and Zoning of the Court of City of Sandpoint clarify the permitted uses in the open space zone for its second reading. We have a motion and a second to put it on the floor.
Make a motion to put Ordinance Amendment Chapter 13, Planning and Zoning 2503 on the floor.
We have a motion by Amy. Do we have a second?
A second.
Yes. I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the last meeting, you did the first reading for Ordinance 2503. This is the second reading. The amendment is to clarify permitted uses in the ocean, in the open space zone. When GCI inquired about the zoning and a building permit to erect a 145-foot tower in Sandpoint, staff discovered that our current ordinances or current ordinance does not permit this type of development. At the July 16, 2025 meeting, Council approved a building permit for GCI contingent upon adoption of this ordinance. GCI plans to have a representative at this meeting. I don't know if he made it. He might be online. To answer any further questions that you may have about this project. Staff recommends that the Council put the ordinance amendment on the floor for public hearing and second reading, and construction of the tower is planned for August 2026.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie. Would I like to make comments at this time? Is it necessary?
I mean, I guess we're really wanting to improve our coverage for Sandpoint, and we're investing money into this tower, and we can really like to actually serve this community better because we probably don't have a lot of coverage here. But our desire to get things place that you guys want, we're working to try to meet whatever requirements are. We know that there's the zoning, but we're willing to work with you. Our people are pretty much wanting for the current locations proposed, so that comes from here. That's where we're at right now. If you have any other questions on where we're at with it, or
any questions? I don't believe so. I think we're all.
I think we did have a question about, I know we're talking about the ordinance, but it kind of brought it up about exactly where the location was. You might have some public. So you guys already talked about this?
Not sure.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was 8 minutes late.
No, it's before the meeting. Dylan and Steve were discussing a little bit.
Oh. Yeah, I was actually, I don't know anything about that, but I'm not. Sorry.
If you want that, then
okay.
Our first question is in our
thank you. Sorry.
So it's Dylan. We're up there to measure and see it exactly sits on top of one of the water lines. You can see with 50 feet left or right or 10 feet to where it would be accessible to the water
line. Well, the contours are on.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's kind of a little bit of a shelf that drops off. We're trying to keep it in an area where we don't have to do a lot of soil disturbance. So we're willing to, to accommodate if there's a pipe there or whatever. We don't want to put in the ground that would disturb it. But we would, when we do our soil testing and stuff like that, we would get, an actual location of that pipe before we start digging into the ground. Then we would do our geotech, and then we could, shift around if that's what's required, because the pipeline's run underneath the tower or one of the pilings.
There is some, or we'll ask if you're available tomorrow.
No, if it's just the pipe or is there other utilities?
It's
tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going tomorrow.
All right. That covers our questions. Thank you very much. Any other questions? Have a motion in a second. We have discussion. If there's no further discussion, we're for roll call, I believe.
Motion to adopt.
Oh, motion to adopt. There we go. Okay. So at this time, do we have a motion to adopt ordinance 2025-03?
To adopt for 2025-03.
Motion by Amy. Do we have a second? Marisa? Didn't look up. Okay. All right, if there's no further comments, roll call, please.
Rainey? Yes. Dudley?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Motion carried. Okay, we'll move on to ordinance 2025-04, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint amending the Title 13, Chapter 6 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Sandpoint regarding metal shipping containers. And we had a lot of discussion in the workshop. I actually forgot where we were going next. I didn't write that on the note. Austin?
I think we want to have direction on this to the staff to bring forward another proposal that would remove the section, Title 13, Chapter 6, to have side-by-side with this one, and to also look at the current amendment option and consider the need for metal container unification in specific zones, such as heavy, light, industrial, and harbor areas, and take those into consideration when asking for commercial properties to do alterations to metal shipping containers for beautification.
Thank you, Austin. Agreement. So we'll come back with different options. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll go on to the next order of business, which is old business. And the first is the clinic floor bid. I will hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You looked at this also at your last meeting, asked us to bring it back after we had more discussion with Eastern Aleutian Tribes. We did that. Eastern Aleutian Tribes has instructed us at the time to go ahead and look at bids for including the carpet and painting the interior of the building. We got some bids on that and took those back to EATS, and they have since submitted all of the bids for all of the project, including the all of the flooring and all of the interior painting to the federal government, and we should hear back from them. October 1st is their new year. So my request is that we just set this aside, or we might have to do another round of open up another RFP since the project may expand. I don't know for sure. It all depends on what the federal government wants to do. So I recommend not taking action on this issue this evening. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any comments? Question. All right, no action taken at this time then. We'll move on to the next item of business, which would be the strategic plan. Again, I'll hand the floor back to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have completed our FY25 strategic plan. I met with our consultant, which is was our last meeting, to just talk about projects that weren't completed or that we don't really feel are completed, to talk about going forward with the FY26 plan. And that's what I am requesting this evening. I would like to move forward with the strategic initiative capital project prioritization and budgeting. Basically what that is to introduce our department heads into coming up with capital and projects to include them in the budget so that we could begin budgeting for them. This is also an opportunity maybe to estimate project capital improvement projects, which I've already started doing. which may also be included in this. So it's just something that we're kind of learning together, and I would like to get this process, this budgeting into our regular budgeting cycle, which will help us to plan and keeps us updated on things that we know are coming down the road and we need to start budgeting for replacement or improvement or whatever we want to do. So that was, I would like to keep that as a FY26 strategic goal. And the next one is the role and authority of the mayor and administrator. This originally was 100% complete, but since the last couple meetings, council meetings, you have indicated that you wanted to look more into this, and I myself actually I don't really feel like I want to work with the attorney to do this. I think it would be better to have the council really involved in this process, because it could mean some changes to the ordinance. So I recommend that we keep this in our FY26 strategic plan goal for FY26. And the next one is one that we just basically intentionally didn't pursue, which was supervisor and staff training. The mayor and I just felt like we were too unsure with what was going on in finance with all the changes, and not sure about how much the money, with the fish tax and the taxes right now, we weren't sure. We didn't want to overspend. So I'd like to keep this on, because this is something that I feel like we really need to do. This goes along with all the other things that we're doing to make improvements to the city of Sandpoint, department heads, and to the city for making everything more efficiency. And it's really important to get training so that supervisors are basically managing their departments and also supervising per the personnel policy their employees. So we'd like to also to see that continue on for FY26. Those are three projects. I don't know if you have any ideas for a couple more projects that you would like to add to this? You certainly can do that. One I was thinking about that we've talked about and dealt with a lot in the last year is finance. I don't know if you wanted to get more involved in that, or maybe just talk about, it could be anything from like organizing how you want to see your reports, your monthly reports, quarterly reports, however, maybe processes, or maybe policies. So that's an option as well. But if we include finance and we have the ordinance changes to your management and governance levels, that would be plenty to work on for the year. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Okay, any comments, questions for Debbie? Good ideas. All right, thank you, Debbie. All right, back to old business. We'll move on to new business. And in the new business, we have a donation request from the Sandpoint Silver Salmon Derby. The amount $1,000, I believe. We have a motion at this time to accept
the motion to accept the donation request by the Sandpoint Solar Salmon Derby for $1,000.
All right, we have a motion by Amy. Do we have a second?
A second.
By Austin. All right, there's no further comment. Roll call, please, Ted.
Billy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, motion carried. All right, we're going to the next Item of new business would be another donation request by PT Tribe, end of summer cleanup, the amount of $500. Have motion donation request to PT $500. Or do we need a chart? Do we have any comments?
Let's also have a rep here, I guess.
I can make a motion. Donation of $250 to the PTT for the cleanup.
Yep. This have a motion by Amy to give $250 at the end of summer cleanup. We have a second.
I'll second.
By Jamie. No further comment. Done. Roll call, please, Jay.
Austin?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, that pretty much concludes our business. We'll go on to public comments. Any public comments at this time? Hearing none, we'll go on to council comments. Have any council comments at this time?
I have some. I wanted to thank Dylan and Jeremy and getting sand. I know that was a big concern last year, and so I appreciate that we're getting sand. Also, I would like to suggest that we have a little cap on our donations. Maybe that we can come up with a plan on as far as maybe once a year a place can ask for a donation and then have a certain amount that we could give if we wanted to. So I think we should come up with something for that. And the thing seems to be smooth out there, and see a lot of good stuff happening to the roads, taking care of the rocks and stuff like that. So appreciate all the work that Dylan, you're putting in. You're doing a really good job.
Thank you, Amy.
I like to make a comment.
Janie?
I'm not really a public speaker, but I want to acknowledge Jade on the way you guide the process of our meetings, and it makes a great difference on how you see everything organized and moving forward.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I got one, but I would agree. I like how Jane keeps us on track. But I don't really have a question, I guess. I have a goal for the city, I guess. I think we should work on our emergency plan for like mountain warnings, like that, and what if it actually came to that point, Don't have. What are we doing? What is the school? What's in the school? There's so many questions. I don't know.
Yep. Generators, food supplies.
Yeah. Everything. Chicken, so you never know.
It's required in some spots, right? That we have one. Yeah. So, somebody make sure we keep an eye on that before we do that. Thank you, Marita. Any other comments?
I'll go ahead and join in too. I think Jade is often unsung. She doesn't give a report, so we don't get an opportunity to thank her, but she does do a great job guiding the meeting, so very much appreciated for all the work she does and the rest of the office staff as well. And of course, I think that I've noticed the dumpster's been a reoccurring theme for a while. I have not heard any complaints. Dump seems to be humming, and that's great. And The crew's doing a great job. A project that's been brought to me, and I've heard a couple people, and I was just over in King Cove and had the pleasure of attending one of their meetings. They have a vibrant fuel system there now, where they're selling fuel at a great capacity. I believe it brings in revenue, which is good. I think it also might create some headaches. Not good. But what it does do is it guarantees that King Cove has fuel. And if Sandpoint ever had an EPA shutdown of its aging fuel system here, or try and pull it out and we didn't know what was going to happen to the fuel pump, we would be in a world of hurt. And I think that we as a community should really consider investing. It doesn't have to be to sell fuel, but investing in some, looking into investing in some infrastructure that allow us to guarantee that we can have fuel here. Again, if we didn't have diesel, our boats couldn't go out, we couldn't heat our homes, our planes couldn't fly, we go through a lot of fuel here. And we need to make sure that we have a contingency plan in case something happened to our one source of fuel. So I know it's a huge goal, it's a huge thing to undertake, and it's been brought before, but I think that it's one of those things that maybe we should throw on the back burner and start kind of, as we look at infrastructure projects, kind of hopefully we get some taken off the list. Debbie's been doing a good job kind of hammering away, and I think momentum is being built. But this is one that we should look into in the not-so-distant future.
All right. Thank you, Austin.
I would also like to add something. Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead.
I don't want to bring this up, but so we've been talking about this for a couple years now, about the graveyard.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if we're just going to get to that point where we're not going to be able to bury somebody because we're kind of getting tight in there. And I know that we've got a lack of, we've got some great public workers, but I know we've got a lack right now of them, and they're doing a whole bunch of stuff, but maybe that's something we can kind of put, mid-list, not high, but mid-list to actually look into. Something
that's
important down the road.
So, right.
Some back
notes. Sure. Thank you, Amy. Very much so. Okay. Any other comments? Bella, I wouldn't want you to feel left out. That was a joke. But, okay. No further comments. That would conclude. Council comments. So, agenda items for next meeting. Do we have any of those?
I'd like to make sure that we don't lose sight of the conversation around the mayor and administrator's job. I do think that's an important conversation. I think, as I said at the workshop, that we should be looking at how other cities have their mayor and administrator responsibilities delegated. I know that we have a strong mayor system here in Sandpoint. It might be important for us to look at how other cities manage that. And, strong mayor system works best in Tampa. That's great. I'm not saying it's changed, but I think that we should look at and consider it. I know that we've identified it as an area of concern. And so it's, I think that that should be at least something to discuss in the next meeting.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Debbie, we can probably get some options together, I imagine. Thank you, Austin. Any other comments?
We'll have a resolution appointing election judges. Donation request.
Oh, I'm also the plan for the donation request.
Yeah.
Okay. These tomorrow. All right. And I'm sure there will be something else, or if there already was. Thank you, everybody. And next meeting would be September, the Tuesday, with the 11th? 9/11. Okay. Tonight, we are going to try to get the rest of the meetings from this year on their date.
little bit erratic, but so, okay. No further comment. We will look for a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Austin. Have a second.
1951 for time.
Second. Anybody? We don't need a second?
Second.
3 seconds. Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.